Hello. Can everyone hear me just fine? Yes. Yeah, so it's good. It's so good to be back here again with you all this Sunday evening. And so before we get into tonight's topic, just a couple of announcements. I've been getting a lot of questions about the retreat, and so I have a retreat coming up. It's August 17th through 19th in Durango. And Erin wrote in and just wanted to know. She told me she had been feeling stuck, stuck within herself, and she was wondering if the retreat, if there was going to be time to interact with me and where I could help her with that. And yes, this is what retreat time is for. Retreat time is a time for us to come together, for you to ask questions, for you to work. Work with me as a teacher. And so I know I've spoken about this before, but so often on retreat, if I was struggling with something and my teacher was right there, oftentimes he would answer my questions. He could see what was happening within me energetically. He could see where I was stuck, where my shadow was, where I was struggling, where I needed to open more. And so this is the job of the teacher. This is what the purpose of retreat is all about. And so, Aaron, I can assure you this, it's going to be a small retreat. It will be an intimate retreat. It's not going to be a huge, massive retreat, where you only get, one chance to speak with your teacher. There'll be many of times for us to talk, for us to speak, for us to interact. And so please, if you're feeling called to retreat, I consider retreat to be one of the greatest spiritual practices, is to come together and to dedicate your life, to dedicate your life just for a couple days to God. And you'll grow by leaps and bounds just in those few short days together. And then of course the invitation is can you take it home with you? Can you take it home and integrate it with you? And so, yes, this is the purpose of retreat. So if anyone is feeling called, there's plenty of room available. I have a little chapel booked and lots of seating, and it'll be a beautiful experience for us to come together and for us to meet in an intimate way. I assure you it'll be radically powerful. For this transformation that we speak about each week. So yes, Aaron, beautiful question. Thank you. And so yes, I see Vishal, you have your hand up, and let me just talk a couple of minutes about some of the things that I have for tonight's topic, and then I'll get to your question. So just a reminder, if anyone has a question, if you're on Pal Talk, you can grab the mic. If you're on Facebook Live or wherever else you're tuning in from, you're welcome to type a message in or send me an email, and emails I'll get to next week. But if you have a message, you can type it in right now. So welcome everyone. Welcome. So I thought we'd start as we usually start, is just giving ourselves permission to drop in. Just to drop in and be here now. To give yourself permission to connect with the evening or morning or whatever time of day it is where you are. And just feel the presence of the sky. Feel the presence of the air. Give yourself permission to let go of any thoughts or any emotions you're struggling with in this moment. And so I'm going to invite you just to join me in taking a couple of deep, full belly breaths, feeling your feet on the floor, your butt in the chair or on the cushion. And let us just arrive here fully. Arrive here fully. So yes, I see more and more people are coming in, and so welcome. Welcome everyone. And so yes, tonight's topic is the energetic transformation of consciousness. And so I can tell you this funny story that I had this week where a number of different students, a number of different friends who've been meeting with me, who are spread out across the globe, all came to me, and we were speaking, and they said, "Craig, I'm starting to feel this pressure in my third eye area. It feels like a headache, but it has a different quality to it." And I started to inwardly smile because a number of weeks ago, I personally started to feel this pressure within myself. And one of the things that happens as we come together in this Sangha, in this spiritual community, we start to vibrate together. And so as this transmission comes down and through, each of us are touched by this transmission. We're touched by this new grace, this new consciousness, which is wanting to give birth in you and as you. And so many people think that spiritual awakening is just this journey that we do on our own. And of course, if you're meditating in a cave by yourself, well, yes, then the journey will just be between you and God. But when you are connected with a lineage, when you're connected with a teacher, the job of the teacher is to open to these new levels of consciousness, these new spaces, and to transmit them. Now, of course, it's God's intelligence that's bringing it down through the teacher. It's not like it's something that I am creating. I'm simply sitting here opening, and I have this ongoing prayer with God. Lord, you use me. Use me as your conduit. Help me to open my heart to you. Speak through me, teach through me, transmit through me. And all of us here on planet Earth are transmitters. Now, some of us are transmitting the pain from the past. Some of us are transmitting, pain from our parents, or, just the repetition of our parents' consciousness. My teacher, he used to tell me this funny story. He sat down one afternoon at a diner. I think it was in New York City. He lived there for about 10 years with his teacher, Hilda Charlton. And he said someone sat down in the diner behind him and said, "If it was good enough for my father, it's good enough for me." And he thought, wow, that's a terrible thing. because then we just repeat the past. We want something better than what our parents had. We are wanting, we are desiring, we are aspiring to bring forth a new consciousness, a greater awakening. And even if you just look out, across the globe, you see many, many individuals are waking up to these new levels of consciousness. All sorts of people are waking up to these great truths, this greater evolution, this greater energy that God is bringing down into us. And so the path that I study in, the path that I've been brought up in, is the path of Sri Aurobindo. And his teachings are all about this. It's about the transformation of our consciousness, our mental consciousness, our emotional, our vital consciousness, our egoic consciousness, and even our material consciousness, the consciousness of the body. And so many times I would sit with my teacher, and he would be bringing forth this new light. And so, at one point it was the crown chakra, then the third eye, then the throat, then the heart, then the belly, and we would open. And he would bring forth these new realms of consciousness. And the more you open into these realms, the more they begin to be a part of your true nature. And so let us, for example, talk about the way we can experience peace. So yesterday, I climbed the top of some great big mountains. I was up about, probably almost at 13,000 feet yesterday. And I was sitting out just looking at this vast vista and these ancient mountains. And what I experienced in that moment was this timeless peace, an eternal peace. It was a peace that was, how shall I say this? I'll call it a peace of the earth plane. And so it felt very earth-like, very rooted, very grounded, very timeless and pristine. As I sit on top of these mountains, I looked off. My mind was absolutely blank. There was nothing possibly to think about. I just simply sat there and just watched the clouds roll in. And then the rain began to fall. And just sat there in this timeless presence. Now that's one way you can experience peace. And it felt very rooted, very grounded. A different type of peace is when you simply step into the pristine space of awareness. And the peace simply feels vast, empty, free. It feels cloud-like, sky-like. Now there's a different kind of peace that sometimes I experience when I sit and let go into this rapture of Kundalini energy, where the peace begins to feel cosmic. It feels otherworldly. It has a warmth and aliveness, a bliss to it. And so that's what I call cosmic peace. And so the more we walk on the path, the deeper we go, the more we begin to discover there's so much here, so much available to us. So much. And so if anywhere in your consciousness you're feeling dead, you're feeling stuck, that's a good indicator that there is some place within you that is closed off. Some place within you that feels dead or numb. Oftentimes within us there'll be a place that we are avoiding, ignoring, denying. And so at any point on the path, if you feel a deadness or a numbness, it's an invitation to open. It's an invitation to look and see. Is there something here in my shadow? Is there something here that I'm struggling with? Is there something here that I need to open to? And so if I go back to this experience where a number of different students across the globe started to feel this pressure in their head, I asked each and every one of them as I met with them, are you sure it's a headache? Because at first they thought, oh, this is just the energy of a headache. And so I asked them to be subtle and to describe how it felt. They said, oh, it felt like a pressure. It felt like this band, almost like a band of peace or a band of light, around my forehead area. And I said, oh, good. Open to this. Now, to the ego, if the ego sees anything or feels anything, or notices anything that is remotely like pain, the ego immediately tries to ignore it, avoid it, dismiss it, or simply call it pain and then medicate. Say, oh, I need to take some pills for this. But the further you walk on the path, is you'll notice all these different things opening, different chakra centers. Sometimes you'll feel an anxiety in your heart. You may feel like a grogginess or congestion in the throat. And sometimes people tell me there's an explosive energy that's coming up from their lower belly or pelvis. You know, oftentimes that's Kundalini energy wanting to awaken. And the invitation is to examine it, open to it, see what's there. See what's there. Now, the first time I invited my wife to come to satsang with me, she was sitting there, and I was offering the meditation and God leading it. This powerful grace came into the room. Her body began to shake and tremble. She began to cry, and she felt incredibly nauseous, and she wanted to run out of the room. And afterwards, she said, "What was that?" And I said, "Oh, sweetie, that's God's grace coming into you, waking up in you, waking up in you." And so to truly step into this energetic transformation, we want to have these attitudes of humility, openness, receptivity. And so simply a willingness to say, "Lord, your will, not mine." And let her lead you. Let the intelligence of the universe that wants nothing more than to come into you and love you and fill you with grace. Let her, let the divine intelligence, let the divine mother lead you. The individuals who get in the most trouble are individuals who are trying to do complicated pranayama breaths or yogic breaths or really pushing hard. You know, they're meditating for hours and hours a day saying, "I want to have this one experience." But you have to be humble and ask, who knows better? Do I know better or does God know better? Do I know better or does the intelligence of life know better? And so for meditating for long periods of time, let us sit with an open heart, an open and receptive crown chakra, and invite this grace into you. Invite the truth to come into you and show you where to place your attention. And so if you're sitting in meditation and you notice one of the different chakra centers lighting up, whether you feel heat or nausea or pain, the invitation is open there. Breathe there. Sit there. Bring your full attention and awareness there. And simply breathe. Sit with it. Let this process unfold. If you want to be awake, you must trust that there is a greater wisdom than that of your mind or that of your ego. You know, we must be willing to open, to receive, and be receptive. If you want to experience something greater than your everyday, mundane human consciousness, you have to be humble and be open. And so, yes, so I have a number of questions, but maybe we'll start with you, Vishal. If you want to let me know if you're ready for the mic, and then I'll release it to you. And so you just let me know when you're ready. And if anyone else has a question, you're welcome to type one in. Okay, yes, he's ready.
Hey, Craig. A lot of the stuff you just said is actually really resonating with, well, my initial question, because I was looking at this tendency of pride, and it's actually one of my biggest sort of defense mechanisms towards my sense of unworthiness. And you know, as the pride dropped away, the unworthiness came forth, that sort of dropped away as well. And I've been kind of looking at, I wouldn't say struggling with, but I have been looking at this sense of apathy that's just kind of come about. It's almost like this separate ego has just kind of lost it lost a good chunk of its power over me. And yeah, with that's also it, there's just like this wail of despair coming from the heart chakra and moving up into the throat. And I mean, the thing is, I'm saying all this stuff, but like, I don't know, all the stuff that you've just said, I'm feeling really great right now, but I don't know if there's anything you can sort of add, if there's anything that you'd like to speak on. Yeah, anything would be helpful. Thank you.
Yes, Vishal, it's a beautiful question. And so this is a very common thing that most of us, we have some level of pride within us. And most people, they associate pride with arrogance or confidence or thinking we know everything. But another form of pride is unworthiness. Unworthiness is oftentimes when I'm referencing pride. Unworthiness is this feeling of separation between us and God. If you feel into your heart, if you feel and experience the goodness and the innocence of your heart, is your heart not God? Is it not beautiful? Is it not innocent and tender and sweet and vibrant and radiant and luminous? And so the invitation here is to let go into that goodness. Let go into that divinity that you are. And the more you let go of pride, whether it's like an arrogant pride, thinking you're better than everyone else, or the unworthy kind of pride, which is, I think I'm separate from God. I mean, both of them are forms of separation. When you let go of that, when you at least admit that it's true, that you have these feelings, you start to feel this erupting of sadness come forward. Sometimes it's like a sadness and a joy simultaneously, where we're letting go of pain. We're letting go of some form of delusion. We're letting go of all the karmic weight and pressure that's associated with that. And so the more humble you are, the more you'll find these old feelings emptying out of you. It's just simply old karma emptying out of you. And so the invitation is to trust the process. And so to be humble means we let go of our thoughts of what we think should be happening, or thoughts about ourselves, or the unworthiness, or whatever it is. Open the throat chakra. Again, connect with the heart, connect with the belly. And notice that what you are is good. What you are is divine. What you are is innocent. Is innocent, open-hearted presence. This is what you truly are. You are not unworthiness. You are the presence of innocence and love itself. Feel this, know this. And as you choose to become tender and simply feel inside, you begin to notice all this old pain, all this old karma emptying out of you. And if the throat chakra is open, then the feelings, the old cellular memories, can they can just come forward and they can empty out. So you're giving them back to life, giving them back to God, saying, I don't want to live. I don't want to live by this old egoic definition of myself. It's too heavy, it's too hard, it's too difficult, it's too brutal. And so to step out of samsara and into reality, the heart has to be open and it has to be light. And by light, I mean, we cannot be burdened with old pain. But then, of course, the question becomes, well, how do I work with this old pain? And I had two questions, one from, I believe it's Judy, and the other from Lisa, saying, Craig, I would like just to look at the pain and rise above it. When I embrace it, I feel like I get lost in the pain. But the invitation here The invitation is to feel that pain and let it empty out of you. It's the only thing this old pain and this old unworthiness needs. And yes, Brooke, you're saying you have a similar question as well. Can you feel the unworthiness and see it as a child who deserves our love? And so as a parent, you choose to unite with the child. If she's struggling, you walk toward her. You take deep, full belly breaths. You feel your feet on the floor. You get lost in the scream of the child. You stay rooted, you stay grounded, and you let go. You let go. Sometimes the parent will think the child should not be screaming. So this is a thought we want to let go of. So if there's any thought within us, I should not be feeling unworthy. No. God brought you this unworthiness. Your humanity brought you this unworthiness. And it wants to be met with love. As you choose to compassionately breathe, feel your feet on the floor, be grounded, be rooted. And, most of us here, we've done yoga before, and I want you to imagine, Tadasana, mountain pose. You're standing there, strong, upright, open heart, rooted, grounded, clear-minded, and you breathe into whatever's present. Whether you're looking at a vast mountain range, a beautiful ocean, or you're witnessing in a tremendous pain and karma from the past, you breathe into it and say yes, yes to this. And as you do so, you literally transform your consciousness from egoic consciousness, which says no to anything painful, to divine consciousness, compassionate consciousness, which says yes. Yes, I'm willing to feel, I'm willing to open, I'm willing to breathe. The real funny thing about, opening to the feeling of unworthiness is this is a doorway to your true nature. It's a doorway to realizing that what you are is not separate from God, is not separate from life. It's a doorway. It's not something we need to get rid of. But when you walk through this doorway with an absolute love, an absolute willingness to see that there's a child here that's crying within you, you also see that that heart that you have is innocent, is tender, is radiant, is pure. Is one with God. If we ignore, though, unworthiness, simply try to transcend it, the unworthiness will revolt and start to manifest as strange, bizarre, neurotic behavior or blockages within the different chakra system. You know, the different chakra centers. So the invitation is yes, Vishal, to open, to breathe, to embrace. Yes, Brooke, the invitation is to open, to love, to embrace, to hold, to see. To connect with your goddess nature. And from the space of the goddess, love that which is within you. Love that which is within you. And so, in order to love clearly, we must feel our feet on the ground, rooted. We are here. We're not lost in our head. We're not lost in the emotions. We're standing here, sitting here, breathing, feeling, letting go, and saying, yes, I'm willing to love. I'm willing to love whatever's here. Whether it's pain or beauty. Yes. And so, yes, last week, Michelle asked this question, you know, about this energetic awakening. She wrote that it can be intense, it can be wild, it can be overwhelming. And so we have to look at the spiritual path and say, you know, pretty much our only choice is, do we want to cooperate or not? Either way, God will win, truth will win, evolution will win. We will all wake up to the truth. It's just a matter of time. And so if you want to go quicker, you choose to cooperate. You say yes to whatever arises within you. And so if you are having what Michelle was describing, this wild kundalini energy rising up the spine and causing all this energetic confusion, you say yes. You breathe, you feel, you experience. But do not get lost in thought. All the thoughts and the commentary that comes with it. You know, similarly, that's how you say that. You know, like the various students of mine who've had the same energetic experience of this third eye opening and feeling this band of light or peace opening within them. The invitation is simply to open, to see what is this? Can I open my heart? Can I open my body? Can I open my consciousness and explore what this is about? And as you open, you may begin to feel more peace here in the space of the third eye. As you open in the heart, you may feel more love, more radiance and luminosity. As you open in the belly, you may feel this immense power and rootedness. And yesterday, when I was sitting on top of the mountain, you know, up at 13,000 feet, I just felt the mountain rooted in me, as me. So much is available to all of us if we simply open, are humble and say yes. Yes to this moment. But what most of us say yes to instead is we say yes to endlessly scrolling on Facebook or Instagram or getting lost in the world of TV or Netflix or whatever it is. We get lost in arguments with our parents even after they're deceased. Sometimes our parents aren't even alive and we're still arguing with them, or arguing with a brother or a sister. And the invitation is to let go of the commentary and begin to experience what's happening within you. Even if you're having an argument in your head, if you let go of that argument, what you'll find oftentimes is there's pain in the body, you know, probably in the heart. But if you feel that pain and simply compassionately breathe into it, that pain empties out of you. And then you're left with this quiet presence of peace, an open-hearted presence of compassion, a tremendous love. And so in order to transform out of egoic consciousness, you have to do the opposite of what our ego normally does. You have to do the opposite. If you want to argue with your husband, can you bite your tongue and breathe and see his divinity? When you respond to him with love, what you'll find is he'll probably turn around and then agree with what you were saying. This is how we create unity in the world, is through love. Love and strength. Love and strength. So beautiful. These are all great questions. So thank you all. Okay, I have a couple other questions here that have popped up. Craig, I'm in a cycle. I want to help stop it by sharing it with you now. And I'm wondering, is God here? Yes, God is here. Sometimes God is the very one who's bringing us this new cycle of pain. Sometimes she is desiring for us to step into a greater level of strength, a greater level of clarity. And so what you'll find on the spiritual path is that God challenges us. She just does. People have this idea that you let go into grace once and then poof, you're enlightened. But that's just getting your foot in the door. She's asking you right now, do you believe in her? Do you believe in your own heart? Can you trust? And let go into your truth. Don't let go into the story of suffering, or the story of the cycle. Can you let go into your truth and be greater than what you previously knew yourself to be? Does God exist? Open your heart and see for yourself. Call upon her. Call upon her to come into you. Call upon. Yes. Craig, I'm struggling with this question in my own life. What happens if one takes his own life? Well, if we take our own life, we end up in heaven, but the question is which heaven world do we end up in? Normally, God doesn't let us get away with anything, doesn't let us off the hook. And so the reason she's bringing you this pain is, again, just like the who I was speaking to before, God wants us to learn to embrace and learn to love. God wants us to learn how strong we are. And so whether you wanted to learn this on earth or in heaven, it's the same work, my friend. But instead of asking what happens when one ends our own life, a better question is what do you need right now? Normally when we have a desire to end our own life, it's simply a desire for peace. It's a desire for love. It's a desire to be held and nurtured. So do whatever you need to do to hold yourself, to love yourself, to get the support you need. Call upon God, but also call upon friends and family. You know, I've had many people come to me and say, Craig, I'm at the very end of my rope. I'm ready to end my own life. I know this pain. I know this pain. All of us do. But the invitation is can you in this moment let your heart break open and let the pain empty out of you? Can you look in the mirror and see that your heart is beautiful, that your true heart wants to live? Now your human heart may say, I want to die, but it's simply saying, I want peace. If you look deeper, just like little kids, you know, sometimes my daughter, she screams and has a little tantrum saying she wants chocolate, you know, a piece of the chocolate candy. And she doesn't need the candy at 10 o'clock at night. She needs mommy or daddy to hold her and love her. And so it's our job as the parent is to look into her eyes and say, what is it, sweetie, you truly need? You truly need. There's a good chance you need more love, more peace, more compassion. And so I'm going to invite God right now. Lord, will you bless his soul? Will you hold him? Will you fill him with light? Will you take good care of him? And so I encourage you to receive this prayer. To receive it. To open your heart to being loved, my friend. I know you, and your heart is beautiful. You are a being of light. And we need more of you here on planet Earth, not less. Not less. So, yes. Okay. So, a couple more questions here. Unless, of course, anyone has one here in the live stream. Craig, when I'm feeling overwhelmed with pain and confusion, Is it helpful to have a mantra? Yes, it's absolutely helpful to have a mantra. And so sometimes if we simply say our mantra and just repeat it, if we take 10 full deep breaths and just say our mantra 10 times, you may notice the pain starting to lift. And then I'm going to encourage you to take another 10 deep breaths and notice the pain lifting more. Now, if the pain doesn't move, if it feels like you're trying to bypass with a mantra, which is a common thing, then I'm going to give you the mantra where you're speaking to that inner child within you, you're speaking to the pain, you're speaking to your humanity. And so as you breathe in, the mantra is, I love you. And as you breathe out, and it's okay. And so as you breathe in, it's I love you. And as you breathe out, and it's okay. I love you, and it's okay. And I want you to imagine, like you are the father, you are the mother, and you are saying this, looking directly into the eyes of the unworthiness, of the pain, of the sadness, the heartache, the despair, whatever it is. And so you're transforming the pain into light, into love, into compassion. And so, yes. Yes. Okay. So again, what I was speaking about is this energetic transformation. And so let us all now spend a little time just feeling inward, feeling the different chakra centers. Feeling, experiencing, and noticing what's happening within you. Noticing what came forward as we sat together in community. What do you feel inside? What do you experience? And so I'm not asking you to think. I'm simply asking you to feel, to experience, and to begin to notice, what is it? What is it that's here? What is it that's present as you breathe in and breathe out? As you breathe in and breathe out. So can you feel your feet on the floor? Can you give yourself permission to relax more deeply, more fully? Can you give yourself permission to open everywhere, everywhere where you're not open? So can you scan your body right now and just notice, is there anywhere where I feel tight, where I feel tense? And can you breathe there? Can you relax there? Can you say yes? Yes. I will be here right now. I will open right now. Can you feel? Can you experience this descent of light, this descent of grace as we sit here? Together as a group. Can you feel the radiance in the crown chakra? Can you feel this band of light around the third eye area? And so you're just breathing in and breathing out. Nothing to think about, nothing to do, but simply be here. And open and receive. So can you relax the throat chakra and simply open and receive? Can you relax your heart and feel your universal goodness? Feel this quiet presence of radiance in the space of the heart. And notice that what you are is good. What you are is divine. You're absolutely divine. And so, can we open and feel this presence of divinity? Can you open and simply receive this wonderful light, this wonderful love which is here this evening that simply wants to love and bless you? Can you let go of any struggle now or from the past, and simply breathe, simply feel, simply give yourself permission to be the love that you are, to be the innocence that you are. So we're taking some deep, full breaths and relaxing more and more, relaxing the lower belly, the hara, relaxing the pelvis, the pelvic floor, the legs, the feet, the arms, the hands, and simply breathing, feeling rooted, connected. And noticing that you are not this material body. What you are is this beautiful presence of divinity. It's incredible. Open-hearted and radiant consciousness. And so, yes, we're sitting, we're breathing, we're opening our hearts fully and giving ourselves permission just to let go. Let go of everything. Can you imagine that? Let go of everything. Any argument you've had with your husband, wife, your partner, your parents, the day, the week, with your career, with your boss, with your children. Can you give yourself permission simply to be like a mountain, vast, open, free, rooted, present, and simply experience this moment. And so, yes, as we're seated here, we're just noticing what it feels like to be you. Not in your egoic nature, but in your true divine nature. And so we're inviting all seven chakra centers to be open and simply breathing, feeling, experiencing, and saying yes. Yes to this depth of innocence. Yes to this stream of grace which is pouring down to us. Yes to the radiance and the beauty of your heart. We're saying yes. Open-hearted, receptive. Yes. perhaps for the first time. Truly letting go of everything. Giving yourself full permission to receive, to feel, to experience. And so as you sit here, you may notice this brilliance in the space of your mind. You may notice this, this gray glow around the crown chakra. You may notice this luminosity in the presence of the heart, profound power in the belly, the hara, the pelvis. You may feel the stream of light pouring down into you, and your whole body relaxing, coming alive. And so I'm going to simply encourage you to breathe, to feel, to experience, to rest here in this grace. As long as you like, this is your time. Connect with the beauty of your nature, the truth of your nature, the love of your nature. And of course, your time to connect with God, which is your nature. And so as we close this evening, I'm going to invite you just to continue to sit. Of course, like I was saying in the beginning, if you feel drawn to come out to Durango this August and join us for a retreat, it'll be a powerful time for us to deepen, for us to open together, for us to energetically connect and open into these greater aspects of our own divinity. So I welcome you and invite you to join us. And as always, I thank you all for your support. This satsang is supported by donation. Of course, the teachings are offered freely. And then, if you feel moved and want to offer a donation, there's a PayPal link on my website, and you're welcome to offer a donation there. I want to thank everyone who donated last week. It's so kind of you to offer your support to this program, these teachings, this lineage. My heart and your heart is one. May peace be with you all, and may you all have a wonderful, beautiful evening or morning or whatever time of day it is where you are. May God bless you. Good night.